very much. It says I'm going to do Florida songs, and I ain't. And I also feel a need to apologize to any, I can't imagine that there's anybody that this applies to, but if there was anybody that went to the boat landing to hear me at 1 o'clock, we've met the enemy in the past. My best rationalization still leaves it being my fault that I wasn't there when I was supposed to be there, and I apologize for that. Decided to do that one. I guess is the reason that I decided to do this whole little theme of we're missing a lot of folks, and they wrote some great songs, but they also brought songs of other folks that I don't get to hear anymore, since that one's one Jim Ballew used to always do, and he wrote a lot of songs, and I could have picked some of those, but that's one that's been on my mind, and it's one that I don't get to hear since he's absent. Another one that he used to do was one about the Dutchman. He did it, and Gamble Rogers used to do it too. That one, the first one was by Bill Caswell, a Texan, and this is by an honorary Floridian, Michael Smith. And there's no real reason for doing it, except that it's just a wonderful damn song, and like I say, I don't get to hear it no more. I suspect a lot of you know it, and that's why I'm encouraging everybody to sing it with me, and that's going to be the case for everything left on the set here. And towards that end, I'm going to start off with the chorus, just to remind you how it goes. This chorus is, let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman's not the kind of man keeps his thumb secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam's golden in the summer, Margaret serves him breakfast, she believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be. Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuiderzee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Margaret remembers that for me. The Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his coat and cap all patched with love that Margaret sewed there. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He's watching tugboats on the canals, and he's calling out to them sometimes because he thinks he knows a captain. Till Margaret comes to take him home again, down unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm. Sometimes he thinks he's there all alone, and he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuiderzee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. Margaret remembers that for me. The winter whirls, the windmills round, she wraps his muffler tighter. They sit there in the kitchen. They got tea and whiskey to keep away the dew. And he sees her for a moment, calls her name as Margaret makes the bed up singing some old love song. A song Margaret learned when it was very new. They sing together in the dark. The Dutchman falls asleep. Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go to the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuiderzee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and Margaret remembers. Insulin, and they're going to get sweeter than that. Along the same lines as one that Don Grooms used to sing about Margaret and the diplomat, about senility. Which I find a really compelling prospect. Chorus goes, he says, take, oh, let's see. Take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? God knows how I miss them both. Since they've been gone, he says, let's not keep them waiting. There's been too much waiting for too long. So take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. watch of plated gold and took his train. He slowly raised his trembling hand, brushed away a silver strand of hair. Hears a lonesome whistle blow, says it's almost time to go, she's coming now. He says, listen, that's a diplomat, she's the only train that sounds like that. His eyes show the pain. They retired him 20 years ago, they gave him a watch of plated gold and took his train. He says, take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? God knows how I miss them both since they've been gone. He says, let's not keep them waiting. There's been too much waiting for too long. So take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. His woman's name was Margaret. He loved her, but she went away and left his heart all undone. She rode off on the diplomat, and he don't know where Margaret's at, but he's sure she'll come. When he hears the lonesome whistle blow, you can see his mind let go to another place and time. But the closest that he'll ever get to Margaret or the diplomat is in his mind. He says, take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. You hear the whistle blowing. God knows how I miss them both since they've been gone. He says, let's not keep them waiting. There's been too much waiting for too long. So take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Say he talks crazy when he sees a passing train or when he hears Margaret's name. 'Cause the only things he's ever loved he lost before he loved enough. He's not to blame. Still, ain't it strange the way love is? After hurting 20 years like this, he still feels the pain. Even though his mind is gone, his old heart keeps hanging on. It's never changed. He says, take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. Can't you hear the whistle blowing? God knows how I miss them both since they've been gone. He says, let's not keep them waiting. He says, there's been too much waiting, much too long. So take me to the station. The diplomat is bringing Margaret home. They retired him 20 years ago. They gave him a watch of plated gold and took Grandpa's train. Okay. Thank you for your kindness and your kind indulgence. I still feel terribly self-conscious about doing sweet sentimental love songs, but the fact is that's what I want to be doing, and I at this stage in my life I don't need roughage, I need smoothage. Well, being as I got one left, I'm going to fulfill a request. It's only a little less sweet. You want to do the Gandy Bridge? It is the worst. It's the worst song ever written. Huh? Let's do Gandy Bridge. Yeah, we've been heavy enough. It's actually the two worst songs ever written. It's sort of an amalgam of Listen to the Mockingbird and Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And we learned it as a joke, you know, like 18, 20 years ago now. We found the old sheet music in the archives. Huh? I'm going to expect you folks to participate here. You know, in spite of the fact that it's such a terrible, terrible song, after I did a little bit of investigating on the Gandy Bridge, I've gotten to be a real Gandy Bridge enthusiast. I've got quite a collection of old Gandy Bridge memorabilia, all kinds of postcards, and actually my sweetie found on eBay for me a couple years ago the program for the dedication that they had for the Gandy Bridge in 1924. And old man Gandy they called him Papa Gandy. He was an old man when he moved down here from Pittsburgh, retired in 1916. He said, "You guys need a bridge between Tampa and St. Pete." And he said, "Well, yeah, of course, but it'd be impossible to have a bridge that long. It would be 6 feet short of being 6 miles long. And there wasn't a bridge on earth half that long." So they said it was impossible to build, and Gandy said, "Be damned," and he set about to build this bridge. And when I do my little show, I got pictures going up here. Here's Mr. Gandy standing chest deep in Tampa Bay working on his bridge. And the newspaper's real tough to him. They called it Gandy's Folly Bridge, and they had a pool for you could pick the date that you thought that Gandy would bail on this crazy idea he had of bridging Tampa Bay. But in 1924, they cut the ribbon on that impossible bridge. And the bands played, and somebody probably sang this terrible, terrible song, and everybody got quiet to hear what Papa Gandy was going to say. He said, "The bridge is built," and he sat down. They say nothing pleased him more than to sit out in the evenings, watch the tolls roll in on his bridge. And people didn't just use it for transportation. It was sort of a destination. It was like an amusement park. They'd take this bridge across Tampa Bay. It only sat about 17 inches off the water or something, had streetcar tracks on it. Now it's our US 192, State Road 600. It's been rebuilt now with high-rises and all of that. They made a twin span for it, and then they high-rised it, and it's gotten to be a big bridge now. But DOT just commissioned a study a couple years ago to decide where a new bridge ought to be built, and they decided the best place for it was where Papa Gandy built his bridge. Almost from the day they cut the ribbon, government said, "You know, we really need a bridge between Tampa and St. Pete," and they set about to take Mr. Gandy's. In 1942, he was 92 years old then. He kind of gave it to him ostensibly for the war effort, as a patriotic gesture. But two hips and a hooray for Papa Gandy, who knew he who laughs last laughs best. So you'll know where you need to be yelling Gandy Bridge. It's going to happen a lot. I'm going to expect enthusiastic yelling of Gandy Bridge for this terrible, terrible. Gaily sing. sunshine and glorious spring. The waves salute you when you bring your sweetheart to Candy Bridge. Listen, the mockingbirds are singing. Candy Bridge, waves softly whisper. Candy Bridge, stars are beaming. The silver moon is smiling. Waves are sighing. Candy Bridge, wildflowers sweetly perfume. Candy Bridge, is that everything I said it was? Thank you for your kind indulgence.